Opt for Scrum over Waterfall for better task efficiency. How many times have you set a plan to finish a project, only to find yourself significantly behind schedule as the deadline approaches? It's common for problems to arise when using old-fashioned management approaches, like the waterfall technique seen in Gantt charts. Gantt charts show project timelines with colored bars that indicate when different parts happen. They can look like a stylized waterfall. These charts are popular for organizing projects. However, they sometimes become too important. For example, if a project falls behind schedule, managers might add more resources to catch up with the chart, rather than adjusting the schedule to fit the work. This approach can lead to serious problems. The FBI aimed to upgrade its software system, Virtual Case File, VCF, to enhance information sharing and prevent future incidents like 9/11. The agency set deadlines for each important milestone using a Gantt chart. For example, they planned to finish the technical design stage by a specific date. After that, they would start the coding and testing phase of the project. The project failed before any code was written. VCP wasted years and $170 million of taxpayer money. Adoption of Scrum over Waterfall method. Due to frequent failures associated with the waterfall approach, many organizations now prefer using the Scrum project management system instead. Teamwork and regular feedback approach are inspired by rugby, where the whole team works together to advance towards a common goal by moving the ball down the field. The FBI used Scrum for their Sentinel project, a large-scale modernization effort. This approach helped them implement the system faster, with fewer people, and at a lower cost than before. Effective project management relies on great teamwork. Success in your project hinges on how effectively your team collaborates. As a manager, you can boost team performance by implementing four key adjustments. Start by allowing team members to determine how they will achieve goals. During the Arab Spring in Egypt, NPR's acclaimed coverage was successful because the team in charge had freedom. They made all the decisions on how to create their stories, working together to handle Egyptian bureaucracy, translation issues, safety concerns, and more. Teams achieve much more together than individuals can alone. Ensure your team shares a clear purpose. This means setting broad expectations and uniting everyone toward the same objective. NPR's success during the Arab Spring was also boosted by the unique opportunity it presented for extensive reporting. This historic event gave journalists a strong sense of purpose. One more thing you can do to improve teamwork is to have different teams share their progress regularly and form new teams on their own. Importance of cross-functional teams. Teams need diverse skills to finish projects successfully. The focus should be on the outcome, not just individual team members. Having a variety of skills, perspectives, and experiences helps achieve better results. To help your teams perform better, consider reducing their size. For most teams, having around 7 members, plus or minus 2, is ideal. Having more people on a team means there are more ways for everyone to talk to each other, but our brains can't handle too many communication channels. When we have to work extra hard to understand what everyone is doing, it slows us down. Establish a consistent project feedback loop for staying on track. Humans often struggle to predict how long tasks will take, causing big issues in project management. Scrum tackles this problem with sprints, helping teams manage time better. Sprints are brief periods, typically 1 to 4 weeks, dedicated to a specific task. After each sprint, the team gathers to check progress and adjust goals before starting the next one. This process helps you address problems quickly. By checking in regularly, you can adjust goals for the next round of sprints. This prevents spending months on something that might end up discarded. To use this method effectively, focus on one task per sprint. Sprint periods are short, which helps you concentrate better. It's also important to keep a consistent working rhythm. Avoid switching from a 1-week sprint to a 3-week one. Another effective method for better managing your time is through daily stand-ups. These are daily meetings held at the same time every day, where you answer 3 key questions. What did you accomplish yesterday to help the team finish the sprint? What are your plans for today? Are there any challenges or obstacles in your way? Meet guidelines. Keep it short and active. Ensure everyone is standing up and limit the meeting to just 15 minutes. Ilko Rustenberg, a friend of the author, applied daily stand-ups during his house renovation. The project finished in just 6 weeks, exactly on schedule. These brief daily meetings gathered all team members to discuss their progress. Ilko's neighbors were so impressed by his successful home remodeling that they decided to replicate it. They hired the same contractors, but chose not to use Scrum. As a result, what took Ilko 6 weeks ended up taking them 3 months. Stay focused by avoiding distractions that hinder your goals. In Scrum, a key principle is to minimize distractions and focus solely on completing tasks efficiently. Here are some practical ways to achieve this. Complete your projects by concentrating on one task at a time. Multitasking might seem attractive, but it only wastes time and energy. Do you want to encourage project management behavior similar to texting while driving? To prevent waste, it's important to use what you make. If you create something but don't use it, you waste your effort, time, and money. An example of this is when General Motors faced a significant loss in 2012 due to layoffs. They had $7.5 billion worth of trucks that remained unsold, just sitting idle. To reduce waste, fix mistakes promptly to avoid longer corrections later. A study conducted by Palm, a smartphone maker from America, discovered that it takes around 24 hours on average to resolve a bug if it's tackled 3 weeks after it first appears. In contrast, fixing the same bug on the same day it's noticed only takes about 1 hour. The main reason for this big difference? Trying to remember all the different causes of the bug ends up wasting a lot of time. Improve work quality and productivity. Avoiding overworking your employees is crucial to reducing mistakes. When employees are overworked, they get distracted and make errors. These mistakes can then distract others and lead to even more problems. To improve everyone's happiness and work quality, consider reducing work hours, taking vacations, and eating lunch away from the office. These changes can boost overall productivity. Israeli judges tend to make better decisions after taking breaks. Conversely, just before a break, when their energy levels are low, they are more likely to make poor decisions. To minimize waste effectively, the key is to be reasonable and avoid setting unattainable goals for your employees. Pushing them too hard can lead to burnout after facing multiple crises and near misses. Boost productivity by enhancing employee happiness. Success doesn't cause happiness, happiness causes success. Zappos demonstrates this principle well. The highly successful retailer focuses on keeping its employees happy through programs like an initial boot camp training and internal apprenticeships to encourage learning and development. Thanks to these strategies, Zappos has achieved a remarkable 124% year-over-year growth. Apart from connection, supporting visibility is another way companies can boost happiness. Visibility means being open, while secrecy is harmful because it leads to suspicion and distrust. These feelings can lower motivation and harm performance. Instead of keeping projects secret, make them visible to everyone in a shared location. Organize tasks on a Scrum board with these columns: backlog, to-do, in progress, in review, and done. This way, everyone can track which projects are ongoing and which need attention. It helps team members step in where help is needed. Visibility through Kaizen. Implementing Kaizen, which means continuous improvement in Japanese, is key to enhancing visibility. Conduct a sprint retrospective after each cycle to identify areas for improvement. Engage your team with questions like, how do you rate your role in the company on a scale of 1 to 5? How would you rate the company overall on the same scale? What are the reasons behind your ratings? What is one thing that would improve your happiness in the next sprint? Give special attention to the responses to the last question and try to implement the suggested improvements right away. This will build trust and happiness among the team, leading to improved outcomes. Prioritization is key in project management. The last fundamental principle of Scrum is knowing how to prioritize tasks. This is the main responsibility of the product owner, deciding what needs to be done and when. Before diving in, let's clarify the three key roles in the Scrum model. 1. Team members, those who do the work. 2. Scrum master, helps the team collaborate effectively. 3. Product owner, guides the project's vision, manages tasks, and plans each sprint. For effective job performance, the product owner needs these qualities. 1. understanding their specific market. 2. Having the authority to make decisions without interference from management. 3. Being available to explain tasks to team members. 4. Being accountable for the final product or the revenue generated. Origin of the product owner role. The product owner role was inspired by Toyota's chief engineers. They oversee specific product lines, like the Corolla. The Corolla chief engineer leads the team but doesn't directly manage them. Instead, their job is to guide the project by creating a clear vision and convincing the team to share it. Product owners use an OODA loop for decision-making based on real-time feedback. OODA stands for Observe, Orient, Decide, and Act. They begin by observing their current situation, evaluating possibilities, making a decision, and taking action. Then they start over by observing the results of their actions. Fighter pilots are trained to follow a clear decision-making process. First, they evaluate the current danger. Next, they adjust their position and determine their next steps. Finally, they take action promptly. Then, they begin the process again from the beginning. When product owners are deciding which sprint to start, they should follow this specific process. Launch your first Scrum project with these straightforward steps. Now that you've learned how Scrum can assist in finishing projects, here's how you can introduce this system to your job. Just follow these straightforward steps. 1. Choose a product owner. 2. Form a team with 5 to 9 members, covering all necessary project skills. 3. Select a Scrum Master who knows these tips well. This person will coach the team in maintaining good Scrum practices. 4. Make a project backlog, a list of tasks to complete. When deciding where to begin in your backlog, focus on tasks that bring the most value and have the least risk. Ask yourself, which tasks will have the biggest impact on the business? Which ones matter most to our customers, which can bring in the most money, and which are the easiest to finish? Of course, consider what's realistic and what excites you too. But when sorting through your backlog, start with what's both valuable and achievable. 5. Ensure all backlog tasks are manageable within a month-long sprint. 6. Lead the first Scrum meeting and plan the initial sprint. 7. Create a Scrum board to keep all tasks visible. 8. Conduct daily stand-up meetings to keep the first sprint on track. 9. After completing the sprint, host a review to showcase usable outcomes. Open to all, including executives. 10. Hold a retrospective to identify improvements for future sprints. 11. Move on to the next sprint after completing these steps. Key points. 1. Collaboration and regular feedback help teams stay on track and adjust goals quickly. 2. Short, focused work periods improve time management and avoid long delays. 3. Effective project management relies on clear goals, teamwork, and empowering individuals to decide how to achieve them. 4. Cross-functional teams with diverse skills and smaller sizes lead to better outcomes and faster results. 5. Daily check-ins keep teams aligned, prevent distractions, and ensure quick problem-solving. 6. Regular feedback, prioritization, and consistent review improve work quality and help avoid wasted effort. 7. A project leader guides the team by prioritizing tasks and making decisions based on real-time feedback.